Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Ivy Jules, the Northumberland County Community Paramedicine Therapy Dog, has taken center stage with the release of a community calendar. The first ever calendar features Ivy in action with clients, county staff, and community members, bringing smiles to their faces. Northumberland County paramedics sold 135 copies of the calendar in 1 month last fall, raising more than $1,000. The paramedics partnered with a Cobourg restaurant to provide Christmas meals to seniors and first responders over the holidays. Paramedic Chief Susan Brown says this calendar was so successful that a 2026 edition is being considered.
We want to bring together Ivy and the fact of reaching out to the community and providing meals for our community paramedic clients, our majority of seniors. And bringing those two events to fruition together.
So then Ivy is, I suspect, a therapy dog for the paramedics?
Yeah, so Ivy is a therapy dog that helps the paramedics. Ivy also does the community paramedic visits, so reaching out to those seniors that, you know, maybe at one point had a dog, and just being able to provide that emotional therapy support to some of our seniors in the community. Everyone knows that you know, a dog's non-judgmental, always puts a smile on somebody's face. So we thought that, you know, providing Ivy to the community paramedic clientele, as well as, you know, the spinoff to our paramedics. And I have to say, it even was even further than that. It's gone to the hospitals in our area, to some of our other emergency responders, and even to some of the county the people in their departments. Everyone loves Ivy. She joins you, you know, for 5 minutes, and even to see the smile on the face and, you know, sometimes the stress and et cetera, just to go by the wayside.
So just walk me through some of the photos of Ivy in action. Is this where she's kind of at clients' homes or interacting with paramedics? Just please describe some of the photos.
Yeah, for sure. What we thought was if we could get a lot of different pictures of Ivy in different circumstances, and just as I explained, she's touched a lot of people throughout. So the calendar is actually pictures of her with some of the clients that she's met, with some of the paramedics and bringing smiles to their faces, as well as to some of the county, different county departments. As there's some in the human resources, there's some of their roads crews and facilities. So we really wanted the calendar to capture just the outreach of Ivy.
Now, I know that Catcher's Corners restaurant donates a lot of meals to the community. Is that one motivating factor for the paramedics to partner with that restaurant?
Yeah, so absolutely. Catcher's Corners have been donating meals to the community for years, I think probably about 9 or 10 years plus. And we just thought that it would be nice to kind of give back to both Catcher's and to the community. Catcher's Corners has always provided meals to all the first responders, fire, paramedics, and police that are working on Christmas Day, and then had done a reach out to all those who maybe wouldn't have a hot meal. So what we wanted to do was, hey, if we raise some money, could we provide some meals to some of our recognized individuals through a community paramedicine program and our social services department of those who may not have had a warm meal through the Christmas holidays? And, you know, with this event, we raised $1,063. And so what we were able to do is not only provide 25 meals over the Christmas day, but we also are able to provide another 27 meals through Family Week. And we're going to identify those through our community paramedicine program and, again, our social services department, and even pay it forward even further to allow people to, you know, to get those warm meals that maybe would find themselves home alone.
Now, the pre-sale on the calendar has exceeded 130, I think. That's tremendous. What's been the response from the community since pre-sale?
It was great. I mean, everyone, I could hear people in the community, I'd be at stores, and they would see Ivy or see us and recognize and say, I can't wait for my Ivy calendar to come. And, you know, I bought Christmas presents for, you know, my sisters and brothers, and the community paramedic clients we went to wanted to make sure they had a calendar. We've sent those out to the hospitals and to some of our stakeholders and partners within the community. So it's been really, really great. You know, we're not surprised by the way our community always rallies around these fundraisers, but it was so nice to see, you know, Ivy bring those smiles to people's homes, you know, 365 days a year. I think this initiative was great. We're already kind of looking at maybe going forward to 2026 calendar. And therapy dog, paramedic therapy dog calendar was a great initiative. So I think we would like to see this continue in 2026. So I would just say, stand by and wait for some news to come out. We really do like this initiative, and we'd like to share Ivy with as many people as we can. She's has a positive influence on the community, and she spreads joy one smile at a time.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.